relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, I don't think we're a republic anymore. I would say that we're in a transition to a radical democracy. And by that, I mean that what anybody wants to do on any given day, if they have the power or the votes, they do it. So we don't respect immigration law. If people in the administration want to get rid of it and make the border open, they do it. If you want to have a warrant for a particular FBI operation, you can find a judge and you do it. So what I'm getting at, Mark, is if you have an agenda and you feel you have elected power, you don't respect any guardrails or prohibitions that that constitutional republics set up to prevent the abuse of power. So on any given day, this administration can do what they want. And that's how they operate. I mean, to use an ancient example, if they want to kill Socrates on Monday, they can do it and say it's legal.
Probably one of the wisest men alive in America today. That's a regular guest on this show, Victor Davis Hanson of Stanford University, on the Mark Levin Show. And he's absolutely right. Today, truth is unimportant. Power serves those who are in power. And if they want to call you a criminal, they call you a criminal, and they deploy the FBI against you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and you're listening and watching the Salem News Channel. We have a very, very full show for you today. We will have the lawyer, President Trump's lawyer, Christina Bobb, on with us next, who was there when the FBI arrived with guns to raid the private home of a man who, less than 24 months ago, was the commander-in-chief, was the president. We'll be joined by John Solomon of Just the News Reports. We'll be joined by former SEAL and FBI agent Jonathan Gillam and Natalie Winters. So you don't want to miss one second. Let me give you so much to say. Let me give you the first most important thing that you need to appreciate, which is the whiplash force of how the narrative of what occurred at Mar-a-Lago has been covered, not really covered, attempted, explained away by the mainstream media and by this administration. What was the first excuse for raiding the home of the president? We were told it had to do with the National Archives, that there were documents that belonged to the U.S. government and that had to be returned. And that is why, despite being there just a couple of months ago and taking away 15 boxes of documentation, they had to come back not to just ask for documents, but to raid Melania Trump's wardrobe, to break the lock off the archive door that the FBI had demanded they put in place during their prior visit, to break into the empty safe, to bring a safecracker, because government documents had to go into the archive. Despite the fact that every president has a sometimes decades-long discussion between his lawyers and the U.S. government about which documents are his. Personal letters from heads of state, mementos. No. In this case, we're going to come to your house and we're going to raid it 2 months later. Number one, the archives excuse. What was second? The second, unbelievably, was the nuclear codes that President Trump had kept with him, materials of the highest Q clearance, referring to our nuclear weapons. Which is strange, because if you know how the Q clearance and the weapons launching system works in America, it's not like there's, you know, a piece of paper with a number on it, and President Trump keeps it in his pocket, and it never changes from administration to administration. It's called the nuclear football. It's carried by a man who walks within 30 feet of the incumbent president, which now sadly happens to be Joe Biden. So what, are we saying that the nuclear, that he took the nuclear football and put it in the closet in Melania's wardrobe at Mar-a-Lago? And when people laughed at that, when people like Rick Grenell, former ambassador, former director of national intelligence, posts quite amusing memes of President Trump in the White House with a couple of nuclear bombs, when people realize even that excuse is already crumbling after less than 24 hours, what's the latest this weekend? Oh, we had to raid his home because of contraventions of the Espionage Act from 100 years ago. Excuse me? The Espionage Act? Let me get this straight. So you're using the statute that we use to execute the Rosenbergs to arrest and have shot people in time of war, because what did President Trump do exactly? Did he give a napkin with little Kim's signature to his wife? Or they're actually positing what? The designs for the stealth bomber were stolen by President Trump and then put in a FedEx envelope to the Kremlin? Are these people insane? This is despite the fact that this is the man who did what in office to our enemies? May I enumerate what he did to our enemies? With Russia, he blocked the Nord Stream pipeline. He had the Defense Department target and kill more than 200 Russian mercenaries in Syria who were destabilizing the region. He had the chemical weapons cache of the Assad regime bombed into oblivion by 52 cruise missiles. He declared a trade war against China. And with his meme tweets, remember the nasty meme tweets? He sent a very clear message to that peculiar, porcine little individual in Pyongyang. He said, "You dare threaten America, and I will turn your sad Stalinist country into a sheet of molten glass." Oh, and then thanks to the work that Steve and I did, the president canceled the JCPOA Iran deal that financed one of our biggest enemies. So the guy that took on Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China. Oh, and by the way, sorry, how dumb of me. crushed the ISIS caliphate, unleashed JSOC, BRAG, the SEALs, to destroy the most dangerous global jihadi organization in the world. He's the guy that they're imputing espionage crimes to. The FBI has to be dismantled. The next president of the United States must be Donald Trump. Why? Not because of any personal loyalty I have to him, although he values loyalty. And I value his support as a formerly commissioned political officer of the White House. It has to be Donald Trump because he's the only one who will do what needs to be done. He knows the power of the feds to destroy innocent people. Nobody else will do what has to be done. And by the way, thanks, Lisa Monaco. Thanks, Susan Rice. Thanks, Merrick Garland. Thanks, Christopher Wray. You just made him more powerful than he's ever been before. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Never miss a millisecond. Subscribe today. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, America First. Give us a 5-star review. Share the links. Because guess what? We have a republic to save. Everybody's feeling the squeeze right now. What do I do about it? There's an incredible new app called Upside for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or just dines out. With every purchase, you earn cash back thanks to Upside. Just today, we got 60 cents off the gallon when we were filling up our tank of gas. It works. To get started, download the free Upside app, use promo code GORKA, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and you get paid. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's me too. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app, promo code GORKA, to get $5 or more on your first purchase of $10 or more. Promo code GORKA.
Angelina tells us to stay down and keep away from the windows. She's a veteran, even before she's reached her teenage years. Smartphone apps show alerts spreading across the country, and thoughts turn to home. I want to go home. The more they shoot, the more I want to go back, she says. But Angelina has no idea what awaits. Her mother couldn't look after her, and they were separated.
Poor Angelina. That's one of the children that is a displaced refugee. Her father's gone to war, separated from her mother. However the war started is irrelevant right now. There are children suffering, millions who are hungry, who are starving. Our Lord and Savior told us, come unto me, the little children. You can help today if you have done all right, if you've weathered the COVID storm, if you're surviving. Let's try and get food to these people. Food for the Poor has connected with local pastors in Ukraine. They've already shipped 11 million meals to them, but they need to help these children further as the battles rage. Please make a donation today. You can call them directly at 855-330-HOPE or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner. A donation of just $50, because they have the food already, they just have to ship it to the battlefield. $50 provides 200 meals for these children and their mothers. $100, one-time gift of $100 is 400 meals. Make a difference today. It's one of the most blessed things, the most godly things you can do. Call 855-330-4743 or just go to sebgorka, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner. Okay, one of the most important guests we could have on the show. I think we need to reach out to President Trump as well, get him back on the show. But we have an eyewitness to what happened at Mar-a-Lago last week. She is an attorney to my former boss, President Trump. Christina Bobb, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, so let's do a sanity check. You're going to be our verification. This is a former FBI agent called Stuart Kaplan who gives us his understanding of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Cut eight, play cut.
We know through her own statements she was right. restricted and kept out. If Christina Bobb was allowed to come in, she would have said, hey, guys, what are you looking for? Let me make your life a lot easier. Here are the documents. Here right. are the boxes. Be on your way and leave. Yeah. I can only conclude one thing, Dan. The fact that they would prevent a counsel or a lawyer or the target of a search warrant to be prevented from watching just as a bird's eye view. And keep in mind, I understand officer safety. We don't want to let anybody impede or obstruct the search. But it would only be one reason. And that's, Dan, because they came in there not really knowing what the hell they were looking for. It was a fishing expedition. They went yes. through everything. They rifled through everything. And they were hoping they were going to yes. find some smoking gun.
Now, I don't know if you're like a triple, quadruple black belt in ninjutsu. Maybe you're a super dangerous person to, you know, 300-pound FBI right. agents in ceramic-plated bulletproof vests. But what actually happened? Is that true? Were you kept out of the building? How did the raid go down? Give us a blow-by-blow, please, Christina, as eyewitness.
Yeah, he was exactly right. I arrived on scene after I got a phone call that the FBI was raiding Mar-a-Lago, and I needed to respond, so I got down there about 10:30. They had been there for a while, so I'm guessing they got there maybe 9 o'clock, probably no earlier than 8 o'clock in the morning. And I reached out to the FBI agents in charge there, and I said, you know, I want to see a warrant. They pushed back. They originally didn't even want to let me see the warrant. We fought for maybe a minute.
Hang on. I got to stop you here. I'm no lawyer. I'm no lawyer.
Right.
But even if you're going into a crack house, my understanding, and correct me, I know I'm an immigrant. I only became an American citizen in 2012. My understanding is you must show the front page of a warrant to the person whose property you are raiding. Am I wrong on that?
Right. That's my understanding as well. And of course, I made that argument loud and clear, to which they did then show me the warrant. They allowed me to see it. They did not give me a copy until the very end. So about 9 or so hours later, I was actually given the copy. But initially I got to see it, they took it away, and then I just started to follow them thinking, naturally, I'm going to go watch and see what they're doing. And they stopped me and said, you know, basically you can't leave the parking lot. I was relegated to the Circle Drive there at Mar-a-Lago, right outside the ballroom. And, you know, for those that see the aerial pictures, that big circle at the front, that, I mean, I could stand there. That's about as far as I could go. So
was there anybody else who works for the president, is a member of his family, who is allowed to go in the building while they raided Melania's closet?
Not to my knowledge, no. I don't think they let anybody as far as the family goes. I do think Secret Service escorted them around the property, but I have tremendous respect for Secret Service, not in any way trying to question them, yeah. but that's different than having a member of the family or legal counsel present. But Secret Service were there, I believe.
And is it true there are reports, Christina, that they requested the FBI wanted to have the security cameras at Mar-a-Lago switched off while they searched the rooms?
Yeah, they did. They tried to get the cameras turned off. And initially, I think, I don't know exactly, but my understanding of the story was that initially, you know, the maintenance crew at Mar-a-Lago complied initially. And then, you know, they got the attorneys involved and they said, nope, you don't have to turn them off. I believe by the time I arrived, they had been turned back on. So if they were off, they were only off for a moment.
Did they give a reason as to why, if this was a legal warrant, why they wanted to not be seen as to what they were doing?
Yeah. That's a really good question. No, they didn't give a reason. And I, of course, pulled out my cell phone and started filming everything for legal preservation, trying to document everything that was happening. They tried to get me to stop filming. I politely, as I was capable in the moment, declined to turn my camera off. So I did what I could and documented everything that I could. But they were very much trying to get me to not film, you know, not do anything to record who was there. I asked for badge numbers of the officers. They wouldn't give me badge numbers. The FBI agent in charge there did tell me his name. So I put that down, you know, sent that to the attorneys in Washington, D.C. But As far as who actually was in the house, they only gave that to Secret Service. Obviously, anybody who enters the president's residence.
But the Secret Service doesn't own the property. They're not That's the targets right. of the warrant. The Secret Service is utterly irrelevant in terms of constitutional law. Most homes
exactly
don't have
right.
most homes in America don't have Secret Service protection. So telling them is kind of irrelevant. So let me just run something by you. I'm sure you were very professional, very diplomatic. However, from another source, I have heard that it got rather, let me say this, heated. The behavior of the FBI was less than respectful to the office of the person whose home they were raiding. Did it get somewhat tense that day?
Yeah, it did. Initially, when I first got there, of course, I was heated. I was somewhat aggressive, demanding to see the warrant and, you know, wanting an explanation for why they were there. They responded in like kind. And so, yes, initially it was very heated. Neither of us wanted to create anything worse than what we were already experiencing. So it didn't get further than, you know, a colorful exchange of words and kind of posturing. And it only lasted for a minute or two. With the FBI, it quickly calmed down and everything was fine. You know, the Department of Justice, the assistant U.S. attorney on site that I spoke to, it's the same type of thing. We were both kind of posturing, trying to hold our ground and, you know, keep as much ground as we could in the situation. And the AUSA made sure that I knew they had every right to do whatever they were doing. And that's
switching,
how it went.
Switching off cameras, not giving badge numbers, absolutely outrageous. That is the FBI's behavior. We're lucky that you were on the ground. She's going to stay with us. We're not letting her go anywhere. For one more segment, follow her at Christina_Bob. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Sebastian Gorka here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to the current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with Brandon Tatum, Vody Bochum, and Chad O'Jackson. Pre-order it today at salemnow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, August 26th at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. salemnow.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We're finalizing the... Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I like that liner. We're finalizing the itinerary, guys. It's almost time to go. It's our Stand With Israel tour, 10 days in the Holy Land with me and my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. You'll be with us standing there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, at the gate at the Garden of Gethsemane. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. They've dropped all their COVID restrictions, so you've got no excuse. Register today. Reserve your places. It's not going to be open for very, very long. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. We are back with Christina Bob. Follow her on Twitter, Christina_Bob, B-O-B-B. Attorney to my former boss, President Trump. Couple of short statements, official statements from President Trump. America has never suffered this kind of abuse in law enforcement. For the FBI to raid the home of the 45th president of the United States, or any president for that matter, is totally unheard of and unthinkable. This break-in was a sneak attack on democracy, our republic, and was both unannounced and done at a time when the president was not even present. It was for political, not legal reasons, and our entire country is angry, hurt, and greatly embarrassed by it. Make America great again. Just a few moments ago, latest statement from the president. Wow. In the raid by the FBI of Mar-a-Lago, they stole my three passports. One expired, along with everything else. If you're wondering why he has multiple passports, I had three passports, okay? You can have a regular one, a diplomatic one, and an official one. They're all different colors, depending upon what role you're using when you're traveling. Are you going on a diplomatic mission or not? So there's nothing hinky or weird about that. This is an assault on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country, third world. Christina, I don't know what else is going to come out of this. The idea that they're stealing the president's passports as if he's some kind of drug lord they want to prevent fleeing the country. Let's go back to the initial raid. How did it happen? Did you know about it in advance? Did they tell you? Some people say that the Secret Service was informed. Was this a surprise to you?
Yes, this was a surprise to me, and to my knowledge, it was a surprise to everybody involved. We had been very cooperative. Like I said, we had a meeting in June with the FBI and a member of the DOJ and gave them access to whatever they wanted. They wanted to see the storage unit, so we escorted them down and showed them the storage unit and turned over everything that we believed was responsive to their requests. And President Trump himself told them, you know, anything that they want, make sure that the FBI and DOJ get access to anything they want. You know, we have nothing to hide. We're open doors, open books. So you can see whatever you want. And then we did that, and then the very next thing that happened was this raid. So hang on.
Let me just be specific here. When they were there in June, they inspected everything. You gave them whatever documents they wanted. They said, hey, can you put a better lock on the archive room? And you did. Did they at that time say, by the way, we're leaving now, but we think that you've stolen some nuclear secrets and we'll be back in 2 months with guns? Did they say that?
No, you know, they left that part out. That was not part of the conversation. Uh-huh. And we made it very clear that, you know, we've tried to be as cooperative as we can. You know, the requests were not specific. The requests were not, we think you have X document, Y document, Z document. Can you turn it over? It just said, you know, give us what you've got. It was a very general request. And we responded to it as best we could in the way that we thought was appropriate. And then this raid happens. And so it's unprecedented, not just that they raided the personal residence of the president, but they weren't particularly specific in what they wanted. For example, when they raided Rudy Giuliani's home, they had very specific requests about what they were looking for, his devices. They got that and they left. They didn't ransack the house. They didn't go through everything.
Right.
They took what they needed.
Which leads us to the conclusion that this is a fishing expedition. They want to stop him and they're just fishing for anything they can exploit. Christina, we've got a minute left. I have to ask you. I haven't bugged him since this happened. I'm going to write him and send him a note. But how is President Trump doing? How are his spirits? How has this affected him?
He is more determined than ever to make America great again, to save this great nation. He believes in what we stand for, believes in the American people, and he recognizes that this is a political attack. And he is not about to cower to anything or anybody. And he stands for what we all stand for, American freedom and making. And if anything, it's just he's more resolved to do that.
Well, that's why he must be destroyed, because he loves America and he's fighting for all Americans, guys. That's why.
Right.
Nobody owns him. Nobody controls him. This administration is in a tailspin. They are so afraid of him. They are stealing his passports. That's all you have to know. God bless you, Christina. Please be a regular friend here. Don't be a stranger. Follow her, Christina_BOBB, and do say hello to the boss. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next up, John Solomon on the latest breaking news on the FBI's illegal raid. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans from their daily pain, me included. But not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. My hip pain is gone. That should be you. That could be you. Hip, back, knee, whatever it is. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one was mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story. My wife will tell you, I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
I think you might recognize that voice. I shared John Solomon's problem for years, often waking up, crick in the neck, bad pillow, soft pillow. I haven't had that since I started this radio show. Why? Because one of our supporters is Mike Lindell. Do yourself a favor. Support the man that Walmart canceled because he's a conservative, a great friend of President Trump. Go to MyPillow.com, use my name, and get up to 66% off. He's also got some amazing BOGO offers right now, more than 150 products. Buy American. Please call today, 800-829-8468, or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, code G-O-R-K-A. Because there's got to be a reason as to why he is always so well rested. I think he works about 26 hours a day, but John Solomon is always on the beat. John, welcome back to America First.
Good to be with you.
All right. So I don't know if you might have heard of this person. The FBI is a topic of some discussion lately. And there's a former FBI guy called Peter Stroke, who you may have heard of, who had this to say on MSNBC about his former agency, John.
Well, Joe, absolutely the American public should trust what the FBI is doing. You know, what's funny is I think back the year and a half that I spent with a team looking at Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. There was no concern. There was no outrage on behalf of any Republican as we used search warrants, as we went out and did a very invasive investigation to try and get to the bottom of what she did or didn't do. So it's not that the FBI is targeting any one side or the other.
Oh, it's all, everybody's treated equally, John. I mean, you know this as well as anybody else. Your reaction to Peter Stroke, the man with the most famous smirk in Washington, D.C., given your amazing coverage at justthenews.com.
I know he's supposed to be an expert, and I'm sure he was. I'm not going to call into question his career. But when I first reported that the FBI had used a grand jury subpoena in June to get the records from President Trump, he was casting doubt on the FBI doesn't do that. This must be wrong. And then CNN reporting went, oh, I guess it's right. It was the funniest thing to watch him do the 360 on social media. This is a guy paid to just say things right now, right? And I think we have to look at the record of those investigations. What did the IG say about the Hillary Clinton investigation? The FBI illegally usurped the authority of the Justice Department to make it the conclusion that not the prosecutor, that should have been left with prosecutors. Peter Strzok was part of an investigation that the Justice Department Inspector General went and specifically criticized as illegal, improper, not handled properly, thanks to James Comey. What did they say about the FBI's Russia collusion case, the other thing that he was most famously associated with? They said that they filed false FISA warrants, that at least one member of the team doctored evidence to mislead a court, and that they didn't have a basis for getting the FISA warrant at least two of the four times. I'm not sure that Pete Strzok has a lot of merit being on television right now, given the conclusions about specific cases he was involved with or led.
Yeah, beyond his lack of credibility as a quote-unquote expert, I think wasn't he the guy who was having an affair and texted about having a backup plan to get rid of Trump and going to a Walmart and smelling the Trump voters? Is that the same Peter Stroke?
It is. And think about this. One of the things we know, remember, he's a counterintelligence agent. What do we know foreign powers have used over the years to compromise Americans? Sex, right? And there he is having an affair, putting himself potentially vulnerable to extortion in violation of the best practices of counterintelligence investigation. He himself is having an affair, which puts him in jeopardy of being extorted. Something that some of the experts I talked to, flagged at the time, which is, what bad judgment. If you're trying to not be compromised, then don't engage in a behavior that the FBI fears can lead to compromised efforts by a foreign intelligence agency. This is not a guy whose record deserves the merit of attention he now gets on television, at least not from the facts.
All right, you've got to watch this gentleman's show every night, 6 o'clock Eastern, on Real America's Voice. The book is Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Let me just put a headline up here that I'm sure you found as amusing as I did. This is from the New York Times regarding the Mar-a-Lago raid. Eric, will you flash that headline up on the screen? Trump claims he declassified all the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Even if that's true, it probably doesn't matter. That's quite a headline, John, isn't it?
Well, it's typical for the New York Times, which is what they don't have, in fact, they substitute opinion for, right? Probably, maybe, could have, should have, would have. That's not a headline that journalists should be writing, right? They should stick to the facts. And over the weekend, one of the great authors at the Washington, at the New York Times, Maggie Haberman, was taking me out and saying, you can't possibly be cooperating when you get a subpoena. I did send her back a 1998 story in the New York Times that pointed out that the New York Times said Hillary Clinton was cooperating with a subpoena, Bill Clinton was cooperating with a subpoena, but she completely contorted my words. I said that he got a subpoena, and then they did things cooperatively, like allow the FBI to take a tour of the building. She has tried to cast aspersion on anything that isn't the official argument of the New York Times. I don't know. I used to read the New York Times seriously every day. I still read it, but now sometimes to find bad examples of journalism, I scratch my head on a daily basis for the way they conduct themselves as journalists. Well, no neutrality. And substituting opinion for fact when they don't have facts.
Well, if you want bad examples of journalism, anything that Maggie Haberman writes is a good place to start. We've only got a minute left. It kind of sparked my interest when I saw it in the final list of items taken from Mar-a-Lago that was leaked at the weekend. You also found it very interesting. What is the discrepancy with one of the items and the reason given for the raid, John?
Well, listen, this is a national security raid. They were trying to recover classified documents, according to the search warrant. One of the first items they took, the president's executive privilege covered file on why he gave a pardon to Roger Stone. What does that have to do with national security or classified documents? Nothing that we can tell of. Now, maybe something will change. But to me, that was the biggest red flag on a list. Most of the other items on the list were very generically described, but this one was very specific. Why did they need a Roger Stone pardon file as part of an effort to recover classified documents? I don't know. I'm scratching my head thinking that maybe there's more to this story than what the search warrant gives us.
Yeah, because it's about nuclear weapons and espionage. That's why we need Roger Stone's pardon file. It stinks to high heaven. I know somebody who's going to get to the bottom of it, the man with amazing connections, doing it for decades, and he's a real journalist. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports. The book is Fallout. God bless you, John. Keep sending me those stories so we can push them out to all of our millions of listeners and followers across the nation. Your call's next here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, please do yourself a favor. Do what I did. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. They can't all be wrong. Come on, guys. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it now. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. We'll be right back.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.